Okay, here we are, back hour number two, and give me 10 seconds here. I've got to send this, send the news off so it can be posted. Hold on. How are you out there? I hope you're all right. We're in hour number two tonight, and wherever you are around the world, you're facing the same kind of demons and monsters as we are here. And I think most of you know that. It's always good to know that we're reaching people outside the boundaries of this country, this former country, which is rapidly being torn apart. Hold on. 1, 2, 3. There. Goodbye. There it goes. Okay. And back with me is my partner, Erica, and we're within a week or two of starting our third year on this. We've been watching it closely from the beginning, and again, we have not, to my knowledge, ever been seriously misled by the lies and deceit that are constantly being thrown out there. We've been honed on reality, and that's, to a large degree, Erica's research. She is just an incredible machine of research, and she pulls the results together. And here we are trying to help you make the best decisions for you and your lives and the lives of your loved ones. Okay. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I don't know if I'd go that far. I don't know if I'm good or not. I just do my best. That's all we can do. That's all
That's
we
right.
can do. Now, all of you out there who are, and whether you're vaxxed or not, you're so welcome here, and we really care about helping both sides. But at this point in the game, it does appear that the plan is to use shedding. And we've said this for a year and a half. Shedding to eventually capture those who are not vaxxed. And it does appear that the bivalent booster is somehow intensifying possibly the amount of spike in the people who have been vaxxed. We don't know, but it's intensifying the issue of transmission by shedding, of passive vaccination by being around those who have been vaxxed because of shedding. Shedding is no joke. We are now seeing more stories about people who are not vaxxed, who have simply been around the vaxxed, who become seriously, then gravely, and then terminally ill and die. This is happening. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I will not hide from reality. As long as I'm around, and I hope you all feel the same way. As I said last hour, know thy enemy. If you don't, you don't have a chance. That's what this program is really all about. Understand your enemy. And it is a deadly, heartless, bestial enemy. It's hideous. So we've never seen anything like this in our recorded history. And this is being done after a great deal of planning. As Dr. Malone said, yes, it's been gamed for over 20 years by a number of countries. Gamed, i.e., on computers. And we had that excerpt of his little statement on this program, and he didn't like that. So you're in a shark tank full of the enemy, and it's tough. And as the little clip played, I played this last hour. I'm going to play it again here. If you have any doubt about the extremes that the controllers go to create the reality you think you live in, this little line from the X-Files tells the story. And I just played it, I know, so, but I'm going to play it again because it's the damn truth. It's what they do. So here it is. Scully is acting this, one of the globalists, the elite. You know, what are you people up to? Got it? And that is the damn truth. And they do tell us. It was all in the X-Files, a lot of it anyway. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. Create it. Create the reality. This reality that we live in now, a screen reality, a technology screen reality, is so corrupted and rotten, and underlying all of it is this evil. When you have the World Economic Forum calling out and stating unequivocally that pedophilia could save the planet. In fact, I think the quote was it was the only thing that could save the planet. Does that give you an idea of the amount of evil that is on this planet? I hope so. And some of the really brave people, the strong people, who have made it their goal to try to help spread the truth and have paid a terrible price for it, some of their lives, like Bing Lu. Who is Bing Lu? Just let's give a little shout out to Bing Lu, and he's gone now, but tell us who he was, just very simply, Erica, so people know.
Yeah, Bing Lu was a researcher at University of Pittsburgh who was kind of a rising star in the field of ferroptosis research. Ferroptosis is basically a form of cell death, similar to apoptosis or necrosis, but in this case it's cell death due to lipid peroxidation from iron. And he was back in 2020, April or so of 2020, he had made an announcement that he was going to come forth with some groundbreaking information that would essentially put a stop to the pandemic. We would have a cure and no need for this continued lockdown, and people could get treatment. But before he could do that, he was involved in a, quote, murder-suicide. If you want to believe that, that's up to you. But that was it. He was erased from the planet, and we have not heard that name since, and anything really involving that story has been scrubbed. You can still find an article here or there, but for the most part, it's vanished. Instead, you know, we're subjected to repeated videos of the German researcher there, Nowak, explaining to us that, you know, nano razor blades are shredding our endothelium, graphene oxide or hydroxide. That's what we're subjected to over and over and over again. And any counter narrative to that is suppressed. And there are counter narratives. In fact, there's more than enough evidence to refute and dispel this graphene oxide myth. But, you know, we're not allowed to hear it. Until very recently, Ryan Cole was allowed to come forward with that information, and it was broadcast to a pretty wide audience. But up until now, the counter-narrative to the graphene nonsense has not been allowed to be heard.
No, it has not. And it's still kicking around there. They're pushing it. People still reflexively, those who are marginally informed, think graphene oxide is the great evil in these shots and all of it. No, there is no graphene oxide.
It's funny when, you know, you see these pictures of people's blood under a dark field microscope, and you see these strange formations in them, and it's immediately labeled graphene. And that's the evidence that it's jumping from the vax to the unvax, and it's ridiculous. Nobody has determined that that's graphene. And there's no test for it. How would you determine
details.
A form of carbon and oxygen from any other form of carbon and oxygen? That's what graphene is. I mean, it's carbon, elemental carbon in a particular molecular arrangement. So I'd like to see the commercial assay that's available to test somebody's blood for graphene oxide. No, I mean, in all likelihood, what you're looking at in those images is amyloids.
Precisely, or crystalline structures, those so-called self-assembling nanobots and so forth, bioparasites, AI bioparasites. Look, there they are right there, antennas, they're transceivers. Look at them right there. Look at those right angles. That's not natural. Well, it is natural. They're actually cholesterol, salts, and all kinds of things that are found in the blood or in the vials even, whatever. It's just not an uncommon thing. So
no, the graphene is a massive distraction from the real villain, which is iron. And if you recall, prior to the whole graphene narrative taking off, what were we focused on? Spions. People had determined that The vax were becoming magnetized in the area of the injection, and for about 2 or 3 weeks, the world was obsessed with spions, super paramagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles. And I think we were getting just a little bit too close to the iron. And another narrative was put out there to take the attention off the iron.
Correct. Oh, well, and then it turned into the evil Hydra, that five-legged parasitic monster that was in the vials that was going to go into your brain and rewire your whole brain and all. Oh, geez, it's just crazy. Okay, here's we have a guest coming up here, a special guest, and just met this gentleman yesterday. Somebody sent me a picture of what is in the window of his gold store. He's got a precious metal business up in Kelowna, British Columbia, and he has a sign in his window. And it turns out that he's had the sign up in their window for quite some time, and I invited him to come on the program tonight. I'm going to read the sign to you in just a minute after we welcome him, and we're going to talk just a little bit about this. This man has a backbone. He knows what human rights are. He knows what his rights are. And he knows what the rights of his customers are. So this is very interesting. And we are in uncharted waters, remember, with these injections. Most people don't know what they've taken, if they've taken it. They have no idea that the Pentagon was behind it, the Department of Defense is behind it, and other such agencies elsewhere in Europe are probably behind it as well. The AstraZeneca, we don't know. It seems like the AZ shots may have been the worst. Just awful. Okay. Let's welcome Steve to the program. Are you there, Steve? Can you hear me all right?
I'm here, Jeff. Yeah, nice to speak to you.
Thank you. Oh, very good. What are you doing in Whistler?
Skiing.
See? Look at that.
It's that time of year.
Very good. Yes, I've seen pictures, yes. Actually, it snowed here today a little bit, so I got it. Now, I'm going to read what you have posted in your window. First of all, let me read this, and then we're going to get into the details of it just a little bit here. This is fascinating. It's a white sign, a square sign, and he put this in his store window, and it with a red background, there's white text. If you have taken any COVID vaccine, and then there's a circle with a hand up, like keep away with a hand, an open-palmed hand, and below that it reads, to assure the safety of ourselves and our existing clients, please be advised that Sun City Silver cannot allow entry to any individuals who have taken the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. If you have taken any one of these toxic potions, please contact us by email at da-da-da-da-da, or call us, and we may be able to conduct business with you over the Internet or the phone. Orders can be delivered to your address, etc. So that is a stunner. I would have thought by now that this would have been fairly common, but to my knowledge, this is the only business that I've yet come across that has had the integrity to try to protect the unvaxxed from the vaxxed. And as I've said so many times, the vaxxed are at risk being around the unvaxxed because the vaxxed have AIDS. They have acquired immune deficiency syndrome, and they are wide open to any of the normal organisms that the vaxxed are carrying that can be transmitted to them. So it works equally both ways if you think about it logically. Now, Steve, what got you to the point where you... First of all, say hello to Erica, my partner. She's here. Erica, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi,
good to
nice
have
to
you here.
You.
Nice to meet you, too.
So what got you going on this thing, and what turned the lights on for you?
Well, I've always been, you know, a bit of a truther, if you will, and I've got a vaccine-injured nephew, actually, someone who contracted autism back when he was a year and a half back in the early 90s. So I've always been a bit of a vaccine skeptic. And
got it.
I listened to Del Bigtree a number of times. I met Del at the Redfield Expo in Hartford in 2019 and, you know, heard more evidence, more reinforcing evidence about how harmful vaccines are and have been in general. And I guess it was in the spring of 2021, I just listened to, I think it was Dr. Tenpenny, Sherry Tenpenny, and she was talking about this thing, you know, the shedding thing. And so I was taken by it, her information. It was startling information. And I thought, this is something I just needed to do. I really didn't want to be sincerely around, especially that day after hearing her and how tragic all this was. I sure just didn't want new people in the store that may have been recently poked. And so I threw that sign up. It was subsequent to a sign I had posted earlier, about 2 months earlier, that called out our brilliant health, public health official here in British Columbia. Her name is Bonnie Henry, and we all call it a dumbass up here. And on the previous sign, I'd put a picture of Bonnie with a big package of bologna on her face, and the sign read, "No face masks allowed in here." So I got a little bit of press. I wasn't looking for press, but I got a little bit of press out of the face mask thing. So when the 2 months later, when I put up the no vax entry sign, well, the media kind of blew it up, the local media, and tried to, you know, paint me in a poor light, smear me, if you will, but it really did boomerang on them. And I instead had thousands of calls from all over North America, actually, and most of them, almost all of them, of 1,000 calls, I bet you 995 of them were positive, reinforcing calls and thanking me for standing up. And then it turned out that a whole bunch of people wanted to do business with us. So we ended up writing, to be honest, over the last 18 months, many tens of millions of dollars worth of orders have gone out, mainly all over Canada, from our wholesale alliance, our Wholesale Depot. And we've had the biggest boom in business that I could have ever imagined. It's been startling. It's really woken me up to the size of the non-vaxxed community, if you will, the pureblood community, the passion that we all have, and the support that other business will receive if they were to take a similar stance. I'm blown away that other small business owners haven't done it, because if you're a sunglass retailer in freaking Yellowknife Northwest Territories, I tell you, if you had done something similar, I'm sure that 30% of us, 40% of us, I think it's even higher, that aren't poked would be supporting you. And that's a big number today, even in Canada, in little tiny Canada, you know, it's millions of people.
Right.
So it's really been amazing.
That's a remarkable story. And when I saw the sign, I almost cheered out loud. You know, and I don't understand why others, looking at you standing up in the face of media attempts to defame you and smear you, didn't join you. That would have been my expectation, that at least a dozen or two would have put similar signs up. But they didn't. So,
not that I know of. I mean, the problem is, it seems to me that people are afraid to speak. The internet was interesting, and the phone calls I got from so many people were all supportive. I tend to think that we're a much bigger crowd, but we're, a lot of us are still in the shadows, and mm-hmm. they're not pushing a lot of stuff out there verbally to their friends. They don't want to get into these debates, or they don't want to hurt feelings. So, you know, but they will pop up on social media, and you see a lot of positive comments. We saw a ton of comments on social media from this. It was 10-1, positive to negative.
Nice.
Especially
nice.
Later into 2021, you know, after this thing right. had gotten so silly late in the year.
Yes, yes. Erica, anything you want to ask here?
Yeah, that's impressive. I'm just trying to picture. I think if people tried to do it here, I don't know. Maybe I'm just pessimistic, but I could see somebody filing a lawsuit, you know, discrimination or something like that. You know, you can't do that. You can't exclude people because, you know, they made a certain choice. I don't know how it would go. I mean, I haven't heard of it at all here.
No, you're in California.
I'm in Massachusetts.
Okay.
I'm in Oregon.
So it might as well be California. I shouldn't say that. Almost. We're getting there.
Well, for us, it you know, we weren't turning anybody off, that's for sure. Our clients are, you know, the people that, you know, consider physical silver and gold are through the looking glass when it comes to other, you know, other conspiracies and other holes, rabbit holes that they've been down. So, I mean, 90% of our clients are just like myself, really. They, you know, they're awake to the monetary fraud.
Well, that's another big bonus.
He uses money and all kinds of other things that have led from studying the system, the economic system. You know, it's just the first step for so many people.
To have seen that come forward, to see that amount of support come forward to back you must have been a wonderful surprise. That's extraordinary.
Yeah, and I never did it for any of those reasons. But it's been phenomenal. Like we've had a tenfold jump in business, seriously, from 2020 for sure. And met people from all over the country, like from Newfoundland to Yellowknife, Northwest Territories. If you know Canada, you know how vast it is. And we've got orders shipping all over the country, and they're all people that just wanted to do business with us. Some of them were regular buyers of bullion from other dealers in Canada. A lot of more new people. Hey, I like this guy's message on the internet. Maybe we should buy some silver and give him a call, you know. And other people said, oh, you know, we saw you on TV, and you know what? We were looking for a guy just like you. And I said to my husband, hey, Robbie, I think we found our guy. And, you know, you tell me the story, and I'll get a call from out of the blue. And they're serious orders. There's a lot of people pushing, you know, some considerable sums into physical silver and gold right now for all the right reasons. And I encourage everybody to do it.
Steve, the only suggestion I would have for the sign, if you ever add anything to it, is at the top, put shedding is real.
at the top. I'm curious, did you have anybody take issue with you or question you why you instituted this policy?
The local bylaw officers were curious. They wanted to come check us out because, you know, at the time they were looking at gyms and hair salons and...
Yeah.
And they were ordering some of these businesses to close and send people home, which mind blowing to me. Mm. So one guy poked his head in. His, you know, he was one of these rent-a-cop type guys who wanted to get in the office, and I asked him if he's vaccinated. He told me he couldn't go home. You know, when the TV guy showed up, he stood out the door, and I thought, well, he's probably jabbed. He works for the big TV station in town.
Sure.
So I didn't really want to talk to him, and he says, oh no, my editor, he really wants you on the news tonight. He really wants you on the news tonight. So I kind of stood outside and kept my distance and talked to this guy, and then it got, you know, the clip got picked up on some of the social media, and calls just came in, and then orders came in.
Wow. Sometimes pays to be a troublemaker, doesn't it? Good. What a nice story. Steve,
that's awesome.
We'll let you go enjoy your evening. Thank you very much for being who you are and for being on the program with us tonight. And we hope that some of you listening out there who have businesses that serve the public might consider this a lesson well learned. It's not going to harm anyone to have strength of your commitments and protect your customers. Steve, thank you very much again.
I would encourage everyone to do it. It might be the only customers left after a few years here. It's nonsense.
Yeah, no kidding.
You better wake up and start serving the people that are helping. Thanks, you guys. Really appreciate you.
Thank you, Steve. All right.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, the name of the business again, it's in Kelowna, K-E-L-O-W-N-A, Kelowna, B.C., and it's called Sun City Silver. Sun City Silver. And I'll give you their phone number if you want to call tomorrow. Maybe tell him thanks, whatever. 250-763-2428. 250-763-2428. And his email address is sovereignize@gmail.com. sovereignize@gmail.com. So well done. One dedicated to the public good, owner of a business stood up and made his statement that no one vaxxed can come in that store because of shedding. And that's fair. That is fair. Okay. We have a lot more to do here. Now, the next thing that we want to talk about is life insurance. Now, because of the number of people who are dying, and it's a lot of people, and I'll go again with my projections, 10 to 20 million dead in the U.S. These people who have paid for years and years to have life insurance coverage, and I have a little policy, it's not much, but it's around almost $4,000. It's $4,000 a year. But if you want to have a big policy, like pay off millions, you're going to pay a lot of money every year. Lots. So, unfortunately, for a lot of insured people, and they die, right? Their company, their life insurance company, is going to say, oh, sorry, you're out of luck. And this is going on in Europe, and it's coming to the U.S. And I have a little video clip that Erica found that we'll play here. Anything you want to add to that by way of an intro? Life insurance now is obviously not going to be paid to most every claim if the person has been injected.
Yeah, I think we first heard noise about this when shortly after the vax was rolled out, and here it is again. You better check the fine print in your policy, because I think they've worked in some notable exclusions.
Yeah, they'll send you an updated policy with little fine print somewhere that'll say, you know, if you participate in any experimental medical program and die, we're not responsible for you. We're not going to pay. That's basically the story. Dr. Peterson-Pierre has a little video here. It's just a minute and a half. I'm going to play that now so you can get the idea. And I believe this, well, maybe it should be under our names and guests, but here it is anyway.
Dr. Peterson-Pierre with America's Frontline Doctors bringing you today's Frontline Flash. So in France, there was an elderly, wealthy businessman who got out life insurance for millions of dollars. He got the COVID vaccine and he died. So the life insurance company is not paying out because they decided that the COVID vaccine is a medical experiment and death from a medical experiment is not a covered entity. Furthermore, even the judge says that the side effects from the vaccine are well known. They've been made public. There's absolutely no way that this gentleman could not have known the side effects. He willingly chose to get the vaccine, and he died as a result. And because it was a choice, they're calling it a suicide. And suicides, along with death from experimental drugs, are not covered in life insurance. So I know what you're thinking. Oh, that happened in France. That would never happen in the U.S. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but the American Life Insurance Council has also said that life insurance policies may deny payment if you die from the COVID-19 vaccine because they are experimental drugs. There you go.
One more time. This is in America now for all of you listening here.
I'm sorry to tell you, but the American Life Insurance Council has also said that life insurance policies may deny payment if you die from the COVID-19 vaccine because they are experimental drugs. There you go. This is something we thought might happen. We're seeing it happen. You might want to check your policy. Doctor?
Yes. You might want to check your policy and get your magnifying glass out because it'll be in little tiny print somewhere. It's obvious to me that these companies will go out of business unless they do something to protect themselves. They don't care about paying people. They want to be around to collect more money.
You know, to tie somebody's death to the vaccine is going to be difficult, unless it, you know, literally happened, I don't know, with a needle still in their arm, right? I mean, right now, nobody's dying from the vaccine.
They've got so much deniability. You got it. Yeah. Wasn't the vaccine.
So, you know, as alarming as that sounds, you know, the burden of proof as to how the person died, proving how the person died, that they actually died from the vax, that's going to be difficult.
It goes against the general narrative that the vax, of course, is not something that'll kill people. It's safe, even though it's experimental. However, that's beginning to change now. And we know by watching the mainstream media that more and more of the reality that we've been dealing with here for 2 years is beginning to be talked about. And as I said several times now, I guess, the reason they're letting it out and not trying to stomp on it with their big, heavy boots is that they've already got enough vaxxed, and now the shedding will do the rest. So it's not something they're worried about anymore, or they wouldn't let this out. So I don't expect many life insurance policies, honestly, to be paid on people who
they'll stall. There'll be so many of them. You know, there'll be so many claims coming in. I think in waves.
Yeah.
The length of time it's going to take to process these things and then to review people's medical records. And about the only thing they're admitting to at this point that the vaccine can do is damage people's hearts.
So far. Although you ask Dr. Ryan Cole about endometrial tumors and cancers, et cetera, turbo cancers, strokes, bloodstream destroyed, et cetera.
Neurological problems, paralysis.
Too many things. This biological weapon, I think, is performing at least at expectation level, if not beyond, in terms of the people who are behind this evil. This weapon is working. It's killing people and disabling those who don't die right away in horrible ways. These forums that are on social media have stories of people suffering in ways that only makes you think that suicide is going to become extremely common. These are horrible disabilities, hideous injuries from this thing, which again is a Pentagon-owned Department of Defense biological weapon. It's not a vaccination.
No, it's not.
Of trying to build health, it isn't.
It's a
vaccination for death. I don't know.
Genetic modification designed to produce a lethal protein that spreads.
And kills. And boy, the people who are wounded and injured, just awful.
Oh, it's I'm seeing a trend in the some of the support groups now. There's still quite a few people, and there's new people coming in regularly, because the trend is that people keep taking these shots until they get injured. And then they look for a support group because they don't get any support from mainstream, conventional, allopathic doctors. They're virtually useless. So they end up in these groups looking for suggestions or advice or support. And they're lost. Most of them are just lost. Some of them are lucky, though. They'll get a good doctor that knows a little bit about how to treat these injuries, but for the most part, they're on their own. And there's a lot of them.
And shunned in too many cases.
Shunned by family, in many cases, friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lonely place. So, at any rate.
Okay, well, there you go. There are a couple of things for you. Put a sign up if you have a business, and don't necessarily worry about losing business. You just heard an example from Steve that he's done tens of millions in business that he otherwise is convinced he wouldn't have done. He gets the support from those who agree that we have a right to know if we're around our vax opposites. Okay? We have a right to know. And that's at the bottom of that sign. Maybe if he does amend it, he should put shedding is real at the top of it. And if any of you want to do this, there's a war on small business. You know that. It's been going on for over 2 years now to wipe out small business, to wipe out independent news media, to wipe out people who are trying to stand up for people. And that's the truth. Okay. Let's jump over to our human files on this, the COVID chronicles of people who are wounded, injured, and otherwise have been around those who have been severely harmed and impacted by getting this hideous biological weapon injected into them. Where do you want to go first?
Oh, you pick. We could do the ones tonight or go back in time.
What are all the multiples?
Oh, it's probably a lot of died suddenlies or
people that
came down with all kinds of problems.
Okay. Well, we can go back to...
How about new to shedding?
Here's a popular one. Sexual shedding. Okay. Because there are always these people who are right into these groups and they say, gee, my girlfriend isn't vaxxed or is vaxxed. I'm not. Will I be safe? And the tragic answer is no. You're basically getting vaxxed.
Yeah.
So, all right, we've got in, your January 11th group.
Yep.
In the
okay.
middle.
Yep.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We actually read that first one. I don't know if you want to read it again, but...
Let me see it. Hold on. No, really.
This was one of the more severe.
This is, all right, this is very graphic, some of the text and language, but it's real. And that's what, we can't play games here. We've got to confront these. Go ahead and read the first one, or if I'll read it, whatever, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Take it. Go.
This is from a woman. I have slept with my partner, who is now my ex. I got it from my ex through sperm. I could feel ill in my ovaries almost immediately, a burning feeling, followed by extreme reaction of migraine, stomach ache, and diarrhea. I lost my period for 3 months. I had chest pain, kidney pain, ear infections, and wake up soaking wet with fever and cold sweats. I did pass it on to my kids through hugging. It sheds through bodily fluids, saliva, breast milk, touch, skin particles, sweat. Any DNA exchange will cause it. Stay away from the vaxxed, no matter how much you love them. Their DNA is corrupted and it will disrupt yours. I don't know for how long. If you ever saw the Chernobyl series, it is so similar to radiation. You cannot touch or be near the infected without consequences with their severity, depending on the amount, intensity, and the length of exposure. My boy suffered skin rash, spontaneous bleeding, tremors, groin pain, and chest pain, trouble breathing. We are not coming close to any people or even their pets anymore, since we don't know who is vaxxed and who is not. We order food for delivery to avoid walking in supermarkets. COVID is a childish, bad flu for unhealthy people, a game compared to this.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. My friend is a newlywed. Right after they got married, the groom got the jab. A week later, she was in the hospital hemorrhaging. Now she is sterile. Okay, another lesson there. Here's another one. Well, I'm very sad today.
And oh, wait. You've drifted off course.
It won't be the first time. All right, my friend is a newlywed right after... Oh, the one where which vax was it?
Yes, yep.
Okay. Which vax was it? How is it for him? Is he all right? So they're asking about which vax the groom took, right? Have to find out, says the original poster. Thank you. Damn, did he hemorrhage at all? Did he hemorrhage at all? Or was he side effect free? Just his girl got those side effects. His girl, his wife. Unless they're talking about a different couple here, I don't know. Got the info. If he's having side effects, he's not making the connection. It was Pfizer. I really don't think it matters which one. And she now has been diagnosed with a rare leukemia-like disease. It's not worth it, people. Stay away from the injected. Go ahead. Number four.
Continuing. She is infertile now, and the leukemia has a bad prognosis. It's not temporary infertility and temporary leukemia. He screwed her. Think of it as someone bringing home HIV. If you believed HIV were real, would you still sleep with them? She's in and out of the hospital.
This is a marriage. They get married. And the guy gets shot up, and now she's dying.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a tragedy, almost beyond measure, in a human tragedy. And yet people mock the truth. They don't want to hear about it. All right.
Yeah.
Onward. Pick 'em.
This is an interesting one. Someone was asking if the vaccines or the injections from China or Russia are shedding.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked, have any of you been around people who took the Chinese or Russian vaccine? And first answer, there was a guy in this group. He was told he started to have a nosebleed when he is around a Sputnik vaxxed relative. That's the Russian vaccine, and that's based on an adenoviral vector. So it's also a gene transfection type. And answer, oh, I see. What about the Chinese one? Haven't heard much about the effects of those. Reply, yes, I've been trying in vain to find out information about the shedding of the Chinese vaccine, but information on it is scarce. Answer, yes, China is a big sensor hub, so finding details would be a challenge. Some Asian countries have opted for Chinese vaccines, so that would be a better place to look for info. As you said, information is very scarce. Okay.
Some guy writes, I have been with two girls who took the Sinovac, I assume they mean the Sinovac, from China, and they were shedding, headache and eyes burning while I was with them. Someone added to that, I got a fever, etc. Then I totally cut off all sexual activity since January, February 2020. Another response, not with them in that sense, not in their company. And it goes on from there, and it's almost unintelligible. Some of these things are unfortunately poorly written. But about Russia, I think the Sputnik, I think their rate of vax was around 10% last time I heard, somewhere around there, right? It's low.
Yeah, they were not pushing the vax there. It was available, but they were not pushing it. That's my understanding.
Right.
But it did end up in some South American countries, because I do remember seeing some posts last year, 2021. People were alarmed because they were realizing it appeared as though the Russian vaccine, even though it was supposed to be replication incompetent, was actually replicating. Which is, you know, with this adenovirus, that's not a surprise. I mean, there's more than one way that could happen.
So if you got the Johnson & Johnson, right?
Mm-hmm. Or the AZ.
Moderna, right?
No, not Moderna. Moderna's lipid nanoparticle.
Okay, J&J, which was taken
J&J,
off...
J&J, AstraZeneca.
Off the market, AZ and J&J. All right. That means you have... And Sputnik. You have a virus that's been changed, and you can be dumping that virus off maybe for the rest of your life. You don't know. That's a transmissible,
it's a very tough virus.
Yeah.
It can become, they can become latent or chronic. I mean, it's not uncommon for people to have a latent...
Like a herpes virus.
Yeah, like a herpes. And typically they don't cause a problem unless you're immune compromised, and then they wake up and can begin replicating. I mean, sometimes they can go into the central nervous system. But they're very, very common, and because people harbor them unknowingly, if you get one of these viral vectors that uses an adenovirus that's supposed to be replication incompetent, well, it doesn't matter because the existing adenoviruses that you're carrying can supply the missing genes so that they can replicate.
Right. All right, here we just have a couple of minutes left. Here's a single story about personality change. And we've spent some time on this on the program, trying to bring reports forward about people who have noticed personality changes in family members, friends, whatever. You see this one where I am?
Yes.
Yeah. This is one.
Yep.
All right. Woman writes in, Hubs, my husband, is three times salad. Got three shots. I have posted here before, but tonight I cleaned the entire house all day, except for the bedroom I was working on. He came home and said the house was nice and clean. I said, let me sit down for 20 minutes and I will cook dinner. He ate dinner and got ready for bed. Really, fast as usual. He's so tired every night. He then cussed me, saying, why didn't you make the bed yet? I'm like, dude, I just cooked your dinner and cleaned the entire house all damn day. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. You never know how he's going to react anymore. I don't know him, and we've been married 32 years. God, please take all of this away. My best friend and husband has become someone I don't even know anymore. Read the answers.
Someone says, this is the same person. If he dies from this, I am suing. And someone says, praying for you, but who would you be suing? Good question. Another says, I'm so sorry. I'm assuming you did try to convince him not to get it. And she says, I begged him not to get it. Another one says, does he recognize his changes? And she answers, he says he feels tired all the time, but he doesn't regret getting it. It's like they're all mind-controlled.
Wow.
Another says, good. Oh, good luck finding a lawyer. They won't touch these cars with a 50-foot pole.
Cases.
Yeah, cases. Misspelled there. Thank you.
So if any of you out there are dealing with a situation like this, 32 years you're with somebody, you know them very well, and this poor woman has lost her husband to the vax. He's not the same.
Yeah. Yep.
And regarding suing or getting even or holding the system accountable, forget it. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your thinking. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that was all part of the deal. There's no liability. They said that up front. And it didn't seem to really dissuade these people that were hell-bent on getting it.
And this guy got three of them, okay? That means he got two shots and one booster. And we don't know if he got the bivalent booster or the earlier one. But in any case, that's three shots too many.
How about heart issues from shedding?
Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, wait, we already did that.
Yeah, we did. Five of them. We did all five.
Yeah, we did. Yep.
More vaxxed dying. See
okay.
that?
Yep.
All right. Sitting in church yesterday, the minister informed the members how many people have passed since last Sunday. 3. He also said their names. More than half of the members there wore a smiley face? Wore
masks.
Smiley faces.
Mask.
Is that a, I can't see that. No. Oh, I got my magnifying glass. Yes. I'll do that again. More than half of the members there wore masks. Okay. Go ahead and finish that off.
All right. Someone says to that, that's what I do not get. And not to offend anyone on here, but if you're a true Christian, then you have faith. Faith over fear, like we've talked about a million times. Not only do you not wear a mask if you're a Christian, if you're a real Christian, you surely, surely would never get that poison. I don't get it. I think there's a lot of people that say they're Christians, but they're really not, because unless you have faith in God and believe that He will protect you, very sad, just very sad. And people better understand that there are a lot of false preachers out there now, and there's a lot of false Christians in the Bible. It says this is going to happen, and it's happening. Just my 2 cents. Again, I hope I didn't offend anyone. That wasn't my intention.
Okay, well, there we are. We're out of time again here. These hours go by very quickly. Hope it's been helpful for some of you, all of you. And as far as just abandoning common sense to faith, that's an individual decision. But I would err on the side of caution in that regard and study the science, the real science. And it's there. So thank you, young lady.
Okay, Jeff, my pleasure. Good night, everyone.
Okay. We'll be right back with Dr. Peter Bregan in just a few minutes. Hold on.